604, and we'll use, where's Garfalo? I need his flag. I need a flag. We got a flag? No flag? Okay. Do we have, I guess, I didn't think if we have to do the pledge or not. There you are. Thank you, Mark. I was needing your flag. Okay. So look at Mark's flag and let's say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. You're going to stand up during the pledge because you should tuck your shirt in. Just say. Okay. Roll call, please answer here if you're here or present, if you're more formal. Ray Bowers?
Here.
James Butler? Not yet. Chris Carlone?
Present.
Brian Capullo?
Present.
Rob Forte?
Here.
Michael Gray?
Here.
Carla Malerba?
Here.
Rose Bertoso?
Here.
Sam Palastro? And myself. Okay, we got plenty of people here. And it's all, we got plenty of people. What?
The record should reflect that Mr. Butler is here, although he did not respond to the roll call. He is logged in.
Is he like incognito or he just couldn't, I guess? There he is. I see him. Okay, everyone's here except Sam. All right. And I'm sure Sam will wander in 5 minutes later. Okay. Tonight. Oh, public portion first. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? And I see we have a few people here that could be considered public. Anybody from the public who wishes to speak? Last chance. Anyone from the public who would like to chime in? Okay, I'm going to close the public portion. Before we run back, so our goal tonight before 8 o'clock would be to run through the budget and throw in the numbers that we think might work. And then depending on how many questions we have or this or that, then next week would be probably one more session like this and correcting the things where maybe we went a little nuts or we could have gone a little more nuts. And so what do you think, Keith? Maybe then a week from today might be preliminary?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
That'd be a good test on June 11th. And then, what do we do for the public hearing? Do we just literally get on here and?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then we do the publish, and then we have a final adoption that week after the, what is it, the 22nd, I believe.
So we might have the preliminary, if we do the Tuesday, Thursday thing, it would be the.
What is that, the 17th?
16 and 18.
16 and 18.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Madam Chair, do you want me to go through some of the items that have changed that changed since Tuesday, or we got clarification, or do you want to wait on that?
Why don't we, if you don't mind, we'll just hit them as we go.
Okay, sure.
Just to be linear. Okay.
Sure.
This works better for linear. Is there anything else we have to address before we go? My button.
No, ma'am.
Here so far. Okay. So I am going to. Oops, find out where my, there's something I should, no, of course it has to be open. Never mind, just ignore me. There's obviously something wrong with me. Okay. Come on, Jenny. I'm sharing now, I'm trying. You don't think you guys are interested in that. Let's see, it might be more fun. Here it is. So to double click. Can you guys see it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. So here's the deal. There's a deal here. Come on. So Do you think it makes most sense, Keith, to go through appropriations first or revenue?
Appropriations first.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Before we start with appropriations, so you have a kind of an idea, let's go over here. Okay, we're now concentrating on column D. Column C, let's look at that first. Column C is what has been requested. Everything that's been requested. If we were to give everybody everything they wanted, which is $49,338,690, we would have to increase the mill rate by 4.23 mills. Okay? So, the other night, today is Thursday, right? Yeah, on Tuesday night, we found a few that we were able to knock off right away, and we'll see those as we go through. They'll also be in red. That brought us down to 49,201,000, so it wasn't big, which would mean 4.03 mills to get us based on our revenue. So this is where we're standing. We're hoping to get rid of a bunch of stuff, but we know we can't get rid of it all, but we would hope to get this number down. It'd be great if we could get it to half. I would be amazed. I would be like, wow, look at that. We got down to 2 mills. That would be incredible. Okay. 4, I think, is a lot. So we're going to go through the appropriations now. So we know where we're at. Interested or not, this was what we did 2 years ago. This was last year. No, 3 years ago, last year. All the history. Here's our expenditures, so we can kind of get an idea of what's been spent so far. And this is as of June 1st.
But just to be clear, that's through April. June 1st doesn't include May, so that's through April.
Okay, then that's through April. So our first three quarters. Yeah, April, May, June, last quarter. Okay, so that's our first three quarters. And this just corresponds to that, saying if you spent that much, then you have that much left, okay? So 25% is like right on the money because that's a quarter, right?
Yep.
Anything left than that, then we're maybe a little behind. Anything more than that, maybe we're not spending it. This is what was proposed. This is what goes with that line over here. Let me go back, make sure you understand. This is column C, requested. Okay? That's what this column is, proposed. Well, I'm going to change that. I'm going to put requested just to make sure. So this has been requested now for this new budget, okay? And we see what's going to happen with that. This is the delta with what they ended up with last year, not what they requested last year, correct, Keith?
Yes.
Okay, what the budget ended up with last year. That's their delta. That delta corresponds to this much money. So these two go together. Just like these two go together. 25% left, we've spent that much. We're lower by almost 2,000 from last year. That's about 3.81% less. Bam, bam. Here's our guy. So this is the one we're working on. What is this? This is this with a few changes we've made, which you will see as we go down, and they're in red, okay? Does everybody understand that to start with? So make sure we're all on the same page.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go through. I've already marked some things. Anything in yellow, I kind of question. Not in a bad way. I'm just saying, well, that's something we could look at. So I'm going to go down fairly slow. We've got an hour and 45 minutes. If I pass something up you want to talk about, speak up, okay?
Okay.
The first thing that we have is the mayor's office. It's pretty much flat. It will go up a little bit because the mayor's salary is set that way by charter to go up a little bit each year. There's, of course, always the raises and stuff and a little bit more office advice. Can we move on from the mayor's office department? Anything?
Yes.
Yes, there's something, or yes, we can move on?
Yes, I think we can move on.
Yes, we can move on.
All right. Probate, I don't think there's anything to do. I noticed that it hasn't been paid out yet. When does that get paid? Right at the end of the year?
We cut it this week. He okay. just he invoiced us maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Finance committee, good. I'm going to put, I'm going to use a different color here because I know later we're going to go, well, did we look at that? So I want to make sure we have no doubt. We're going to use pink. All right. So pink means, okay, hold on. Don't have to go back again and question. Bam. Okay. Town clerk, we Tuesday night decided to move the new clerk wages over to the special working balance. It hasn't gone away. It's in a new spot. And this is in red because we put left $1 there to hold the place. We did the same. We didn't do the same. We took out the city preservation current, put that to $1. So those are the two changes we've made to the town clerk. And then the other ones, I would just, if Mark probably is available, because none of these have had any spending on them. They're all 100% still in place, or not totally, but a lot of them. So just wondering if these are things that maybe we can reduce a little bit now, or what might be, do we have any opportunities there? And if not, we don't. But are you there, Mark?
I'm definitely here. Most of those things are expenditures that we do at the end of the year.
Okay.
The binding of stuff. A few years ago, I was able to get vital binders from the town of Manchester. So because the way the system was done before was the books were kind of inexpensive books that broke. Are those line items have not gone up in the time that I've been town clerk in the last 7 years.
Okay.
So we buy based on our need. Frankly, we have some vouchers that are in stuff that has been ordered that has not been billed yet. And, we're on track, the expenses are pretty much the same every year. We buy in bulk to save money. We coordinate with the Registrar of Voters office so that we're buying paper to get it at a better discount and to stretch the dollar. So we haven't had to ask for any increase in those supply items.
So if I look at July of last year, I will save an expenditure for about $10,000 that would clear out all those from last year.
Pretty much, yep.
All right, so we are redoing it each year then? Because I hate to put it on there year after year. Even if it drops down, we're still paying taxes on it, so.
No, if you look down, if you look at the month, I mean, everything was expended last year.
Okay, I don't have those. This is from expended.
Yeah.
The current, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Just wanted to find out. So I would say the answer here is no. Is that easy to verify? I'm not doubting you, Mark. I'm just for the record. Is that fairly easy, Keith, to just pull out of the accounting system? So in other words, the same thing that you have here, the spent through April 1st? Can we do this?
You want me to do it for last year, or I'm sorry?
Yeah, any that we see tonight that we would just like to know how much, because I'm just saying, even if it's not the 10,000 each year, maybe there's like about a fourth of that that's just kind of rolling over year to year. We might be able to reduce it a little bit because it can always.
It's not.
You're sure? Okay.
It's not. I mean, it's a very easy thing to check. I mean, I would not represent something to you that I know could be checked out fairly quickly by the finance department, because if you look at if they run it, there you're going to see that it's pretty much everything was zeroed out, like zeroed to probably in the whole budget less than $100 left.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't questioning your veracity. I was just thinking to somebody pretty much is not what somebody else's pretty much is. You know, maybe we're only using 75% of, but you're almost total. Okay.
I keep a ledger to reconcile for myself through the year, and we check it quarterly with the finance department so that
so that we don't, first of all, overspend, and okay. second of all, you know, like map preservation, you know, there's a whole bunch of maps, more, way more than $750 worth of maps that need to be preserved that were never even, that nobody even knew were here.
Okay.
You know, the preservation, we stretch it. I've asked for discounts and so forth. And the, you know, these are just ongoing things. And the, and if you look at the, if you go down to line item 30 there, the income line item, even with the pandemic, we've switched everything over to be able to do more business, you know, through the internet and so forth, and offer people more opportunity to do that. So that our revenue, you see our total budget is 231 and the income that we produce, the net income is 220.
Exactly.
And that is on target for this year.
Yeah. That, and that's
in my last review.
Yeah, exactly. And I added that in. I'm starting to map things. So you can see here, for example, on the Town Quick Library grant, I noted the, revenue side, where that comes in, and then this part down here is where we just match it with our own funds, and then this is where we collect over in revenue the town clerk receivables, which are targeted this year so far at 220,000. So it's a good balance. Okay, so are we ready to move on to another? Anybody have any questions on town clerk? No, gonna move on.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You got your pink there, Mark. See, that's it. It's official. The official pink.
It's what I live for. The pink.
All right, here's our register of voters. I don't think there's anything. They're actually down $550. I assume if there was no primary after all, I don't know. I guess there would be. But even if there weren't, I guess that would fall down anyway. So we good? Good to go with pink for them? Yeah.
Madam Chair, the primary is definitely going ahead. We had a conference call at the Secretary of State's office.
Okay.
And there are going to be additional expenses that are going to be paid for by the state. But there will also probably, the impact will be more expenses or kind of reallocated expenses that will be reallocated into different places than they were in previous elections, because we anticipate that more people will be voting by absentee ballot this time.
Yeah, a lot more.
In August and in November.
Even the dead ones.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty impressive. Okay, so, I mean, I have gone through, I don't know if Louise is, are you on here, Louise? Or our guy? No, okay, then I can say bad stuff. It's not bad. But because I've been on so many political campaigns, I've had to come through the registrar through the voting list many, many times. And when we get to the polls, when we get to the polls, we're getting there with just the right people. I have no doubt about that. But if you look at the list, if somebody were to, I don't know, it just needs, it just, there's a lot of stuff on there that people are dead or moved or this or that, that it seems somehow to get cleaned up by the time we get to the election, but I'm not sure what that process is, so it's worrisome. Anything we need to do then on this? Are we pretty good then for this?
Judy, is there a reason why it's only 50% for the wages, or?
Yeah, she gets, she takes the statement in two payments.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, there's a lot of these things that they'll do, yeah. Just like with the finance committee and certain things that aren't regular. We good then? Moving ahead. Okay, legal, they did not go up, but then I'm looking at these items. There's 83% left on land use, there's 43%, almost half on litigation, and 36% on labor council. I'm wondering, should we ask them, or do you have any idea, Keith?
Litigation, I would leave. We have some big litigation out there, some that the insurance have picked up, some we're going to have in-house. The amount of labor council, because the contracts are done, we could look to slightly reduce that. We are still dealing with, you know, legal issues and labor issues that are coming up, especially with Corona. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of everyone blaming Corona, but our council are getting updates from the executive orders to from human resource people. on everything from how to do temperature testing and whatnot. So there's an unknown there, Judy.
That's true.
Legal is every week they're involved in interpreting the executive orders from the governor and best practices in the industry. So I think what we would have saved because the contracts are settled, we will absorb in mapping out how to navigate Corona with the labor and the workforce.
Okay, yeah, we're not going to contemplate any savings there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That is a good point. Then they're going to get pinked out. All right, so I pinked too far. Got a little carried away here. Don't want extra pink. All right. Now we've got the IT. Now you were going to talk to us a little bit about the service contract on those. We understand the cloud and all that stuff, but these guys seem like they went up quite a bit.
Well, the service contract's only going up, if I'm not mistaken, $5,000.
Yeah.
And it hasn't gone up in I think 3 years or 4 years. I mean, 4 years ago, it went down a little.
Okay.
That service is a hard price from Walsh Associates for next year's service.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to the SQL Server and we have more programs, they're only going up, you know, like I said, $5,000 for the additional service for the new programs and SQL Server cloud-based.
Okay.
So that's that. The computer equipment, Judy.
That's good. You talked to us about that. The other one would be maintenance, Keith. That kind of doubled.
I know percentages are relative. We're only asking for $2,000 more. I believe in that, or it's 2,500 more. Okay, there it is. That's just for us to maintain some of the things we have. For example, we're going to Microsoft 360. That's $140 a machine a year. So that's going to be doing 10 machines. So that's almost half of the increase.
Okay. All right.
We still have people, just to give it back to you, we still have people on Windows 7.
Okay.
So we have mouse, we buy mouses, and we have to put drivers in because it doesn't recognize the mouse. That's how old the machines are.
So maintenance is hardware, service is software, and upgrades is software and equipment.
Upgrades going to be hardware primarily.
Okay. So that's going to the cloud thing, getting away from the AS400.
That is yes. That is. I'm trying to read your lines here. The service is the annual service. The upgrade, new equipment is the cloud. Is the going to the SQL Server cloud? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the maintenance is on software or hardware?
It's on a little of both, but it's primarily software.
Okay.
If we need someone to come in and maintain a machine or do a hard backup or recovery, we may take it out of there.
Okay. Sounds good. So, doing the pink. Again, I expect anybody, otherwise they're going to have to speak up. Because I can't keep an eye on all of you. Especially you don't have your cameras on. Our treasurer goes down quite a bit because several of these functions have moved to the financial office where they belong, really. I don't think he didn't have any increases at all. Any question on that? Any thing. Bam. Then we've got the insurance went up. I don't think is there anything we can do with these, Keith?
No, ma'am. Those are hard quotes. In fact, the line for this year is going to be short. And next board meeting, I'm going to come. I need to make a transfer to cover the last quarter of the liability premium. So those are hard right off the quotes.
Yeah, we only have 9% left there and we got a whole quarter to go. Okay. But nothing we can reduce, right?
No.
Okay, then the retirement, that's flat?
Well, it went up a little bit in police pension, and that's just due to new wages. That's the MRF program.
So do I need to adjust this in, or?
No, you're up.
No, I'm saying there's nothing we can do now. Yes.
Okay. That's correct.
All right. Employee benefits. I'm a little confused on this one because I know we've talked here and there, maybe this, maybe that. So at this point, I'm kind of like a blank slate. So I know we've updated these numbers. Are we there as close as we can get at this point?
We are. Those are the numbers that are coming out of the actuarial and the from the carrier. Okay. They are not including any money for reserves. Just to go back to that conversation was, we build reserves two ways. One is we budget for a fully insured equivalent. And since we're self-insured, should claims be below the fully insured equivalent, the delta between the two drops to reserves. The second way you can build reserves, and it could be either or it could be both. The second way is you increase the appropriation. Let's say we're going to go up by 200,000. We would increase the two health insurance lines, the Board of Ed and the city, by 200,000, and then that could be used for a reserve fund. These numbers are the fully insured equivalents without a reserve added to them. And I think the approach we're going to take was, once we get to the end of the, or close to the end of the day, and we hit the total button, if there's some way to add money to the reserve, we would talk about it. But for now, we're going to carry it as if it's a fully insured equivalent.
Okay, so we can manage, because since we're still working on replenishing the fund balance, we could look at our reserve next year.
Correct.
If we had to. Okay. And everything else is tight, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let me double check.
Now, just so the 43% remaining left on the Board of Ed, if you recall, we're going to do it differently, but the way we do it now is the premium is the city health, the 2.09 and the 3.9, and we spend down the city first, then we move to the Board of Ed. Uh-huh. So we have a bill that's due this week that is January, February, March, and then we have a bill due in June, which is April, May, June.
Which is why we're zero up here.
Correct.
And now so we're working on this one. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sounds good. It all sounds good. I just wish we could find something to cut. All right. Fine. Sooner or later.
Cut the next appointment.
This is fine. Oh, we can cut Keith. Keith loves me cut. So we already made a cut. We didn't make a cut. We moved the $40,000 to the special working balance, pending the approval of the alderman and all that good stuff, and the finding of a person. And I think study, whatever. So we would just put one, but that still doesn't reduce our budget because it's in special working balance. I was wondering on the mail machine, because it's still at 61.
That's only through April. Requisition,
it's at 50. Anything we can do there a little bit?
The requisition purchase orders, we may have some at the end. Here's where we are. Let me do that line first, Judy, then we'll go back to the mail meter. The goal is July 1, in accordance with the recommendations of the order, we're going to go to a more electronic-based system. Right now, we have these carbon copy requisitions, and you have to write with a blue ink or black ink pen, and you fill it out, and then you send it, and someone rips off the yellow sheet and then sends it back, and then they rip off the green sheet, you send it back, and then we're trying to get away from that. We're going to go with, we started electronic requisitions being sent when we went Corona and we went remote. So I give you that backdrop because I don't know how much a requisition and purchase order hard copy from the printer we're going to need next year. So to be fair, if you want to cut that with the understanding, you know, it's just a plan. We are going remote. We are going online. We may have some expenses for paper in the first quarter of the year, but our goal is to be off of that. So if you want to take, 40% of that, I'm fine with that. Just that'll help us, make sure we go electronic sooner.
Okay.
So if you reduce that one, and then the mail lease machine, that's a number right off the lease, and we had a payment due the end of March or May, and we have a payment due the end of June, and that'll suck that dry.
Okay, so the
you can take 40 or 50% of that. That's fine.
Yeah, I took out 40 on the requisitions.
Okay.
And then the
mail machine. We have a payment that's going out now. We have another one going out in June.
Okay. And then is mail used any less because of the internet, or is it just the same old because – what's the trend on sending out mail, hard copy mail?
Well, as much as people think we were closed, Mark's office was busy with mailing things out. The WPCA mailed out because they had the delinquent bills. That we're not in peak. Peak is going to be July for the tax office, September for the WPCA. We are looking at a new. We're looking at competitive prices for the mail machine. Pam is doing a great job on that, coordinating that, getting some competitive prices. One of the things we're moving to, and that we asked in the specifications, was we want an account pad where somebody can go in, and let's say it's finance, we're code 001, and mayor's 002, et cetera, because this, we're the clearinghouse for the police department, all the city hall, public works, and I think it behooves us to get some sort of accounting and divvy up this pot of money so we know what is our mail cost by department. I'm not saying yet we're going to drive the cost back to their line items, but it gives us some idea to scale what we're doing. The other thing is it gives us the ability to build a WPCA for their mail because they are a separate entity. So we are looking for a new mail machine. I would ask you leave this. If we do get a better price,
we'll take it.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Just want to ask. Okay. So that's the only thing I had. Anybody else have anything in finance department? All right, gonna make it pink. Here we've got the payroll taxes. You had already said Tuesday that I could take this down to 12,000.
Yeah, just for the board's, I'm sorry, Judy, for the board's sake, the pages I sent you, I did not change that 15 to 12 in the column K. So you might be off a little from what Judy's showing, but that was my error. I missed that one. We will do that tonight, so you have a new one with the 15 going to 12.
Okay. And the Social Security is
that's right
pretty,
off the
pretty yep. fixed. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Tax collector. We've even saved money. I'm just curious about the education. Well, they've used some of it.
Well, keep in mind that office was truly down to one person in January, part of February, and then, of course, March, April, May. So they have not had training. And the other thing, just globally, public sector, CCM, and all of them have not had training classes. They're starting to discuss how they will do them in the future, whether it will be Zoom or in person. So it's that industry has been pretty much shut down.
Okay. So this probably we should just leave it alone for now.
I think one of the, yes, please.
All right. So then we've got, assessor. The thing I had on there would be, again, on education, they haven't used, Betsy hasn't used any of it hardly. And then,
same thing with Lauren. If you remember, Lauren, the assistant, is going for her certification to be an assessor.
Okay.
That is shut down too. And they're talking about how they're going to restart that with UConn and whatnot remotely.
Okay. And I would expect then they would start that back. How about on the CAMA mapping, whatever that is?
That we have a bill for that. That's going to get paid and that will be liquidated probably next Thursday.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Any other questions on assessor? The auxiliary police went up for the first time probably in 20 years, so I don't even want to go there unless somebody wants something. We've been given many too many times, Jerry has explained how important they are and touchy. So on the police, this is just a reminder that this is a pass through the outside work wages. And I'm not sure we have that matched on both sides, do we, Keith? The 690, 6952.
Let me go to it.
Yeah, we've got it over here as 193.5.
And what do you have there? Yeah.
So let me over go here. We've got 173.5. Yeah. So should I?
We could just change it. I'll change the revenue to 175 is fine. Either way, either you go up or we go down.
I know. Either way, it's not good.
But we'll do 175.
Okay.
Now the thing with this, just I hate blaming Corona, but people have not been able to meet. We are moving from our yellow folder, put the invoice in, someone writes an invoice to the vendor, and then we don't follow up. We're going to QuickBooks, and we're going to use the age module, the payables, the receivables module, so that between the PD and finance, the invoices are logged in, the date the invoice was mailed, they're going to get an aging report of 30, 60, 90 days, and we're going to go after these more aggressive than we have. But we have to automate it. Otherwise, no, the left doesn't know what the right hand is doing. So we are behind, have been for years, as Mr. Butler knows, in aggressively pursuing who owes us money for outside work. The utility companies have stepped it up because we call them within 30 days and want our money. So that's been working. But we still want to automate it so we could run aging reports, delinquent reports, and generate reminders without someone having to remember it's in a folder.
Okay. So this is all the normal stuff up here, and then we've got this sick time cash. I'm sure he talked about all this. I have to admit I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention because it seems pretty well in line, and there was all this COVID angles and blah, blah, blah. So he's got up 1.7% over last year, asking that much more.
Can I just go back to the salary line? You had asked me to inquire about why the patrolman wages were
flat. Oh, yeah.
So what the chief explained on that line was a couple things. One, there is a retiree.
Okay.
So he was a patrolman 5. The replacement's going to go to patrolman 1, so there's a differential there. Then that individual salary was moved out of the salary line because they have terminal leave, and it went down to the terminal line item.
Right.
And that line had a slight calculation and a copy of a sale by 10 grand. So between those three, rather than going up with the general rate wage increase on the full force, it's went up less 1 because that one individual is on terminal leave, and they're down where we see the terminal leave line. There was not money in there for this year, but there will be for next year to pay the personnel.
All right. Anybody else have anything? It's just quite a bit of little stuff going up and down. Dog food. I just can't resist. Just can't go buy that without saying dog food. It's just sad for my part. Anything anybody wants to do on the police? We good? This is a very compliant tax board tonight. All right, making me very nervous. So we've got fire department. Oh, I got lots of ones on the fire department. Woohoo! And they're not up much. They're up, yeah, like less than 1%. But there were quite a few things. I'm just wondering about maybe their expense pattern or something. There's awful lot that are not expended this far in the year. Is this a COVID thing? Is this a, what you think this might be? Physicals, we haven't done hardly any. Just a lot of things. I haven't bought any tires. Haven't bought really any, and done anything with the fire alarms. Is this something we might want to, there's enough of these, do we maybe want to have the commissioner come, if, and he might even be on, I'm not, she was our commissioner, no.
Gary Parker.
Gary Parker, yeah. Do we want to ask Gary maybe to jump on next week, or does whoever knows these things better, well, than Jim Butler, do you know?
I could speak on some of those things, but you know, I don't want to speak outside my purview. This is Brian Capullo speaking.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
I do know that the problem with the physicals is that, well, no one's going to be going into the physicals on the count of the COVID. However, that is part of federal mandate, federal law, the saying that we have to go in order to keep our in good standing with the state and federal government, we have to be doing our standard physicals. Mm-hmm. That's part of OSHA. So we might not be hitting those numbers now because of COVID, but those things will have to be done by year's end.
Okay. No, and I know that. It's just that if it's still 100%, it means that we haven't made any progress in the first half of, or the last half of last year. So.
Yeah, I'm sure those numbers have been budgeted per member. Like I said, all interior firefighters have to be checked by the end of the year. So those numbers will have to be done. Those members have to be, have to have their physicals. So I'm sure those numbers will have to jump up before the end of the calendar year.
Okay. Any of these others? They're not big amounts. It's, I'm talking about here. What is that blue line? I have a blue line. I don't like that. How could I get a blue line? Go away. Oh, it's odd. Strange. Okay. Do the physicals. I think I will, if nothing else, I'll ask Gary if he can jump on maybe Thursday. Because it does add up to quite a bit if you look at it all. And I mean, it's the usual thing they do. I don't think we've questioned it before. That's what I'm saying. Maybe, when did Gary start? When, has it been a year already?
Yes.
Feels like it, yeah.
And Gary, I mean, he's a veteran of the, he was Public Works all those years, and so he's not a newbie by
sure. Yeah, I mean, there's some items here like, you know, fire watch. If we have a catastrophic event, you're going to need it. If you don't, it's unspent. You know what I mean? So some of these are if they need them kind of things, which mm-hmm. you only have a problem when you don't have them in the budget. You know, the fire watch, the safety watch, or station watch. So I don't want to comment, it's his budget, but there are some that while you see unexpended, it's not uncommon because they're if needed kind of items.
Definitely think they would need hoses. Also the turnout gear, if we got all these new turnout gear coming in, seems like maybe repair would be a little less. I don't know, but maybe the brand new ones can get damaged just as easily as the older ones probably, depending on what happens to the people. What is the board's, you guys happy? Because it's pretty much going along with what they always do. Is this good enough? Guess it is. All right. I'm going to change this to a lighter yellow. Just humor me. I still would like to ask Gary just so I understand it better, just for nothing else my own. So I already spent a lot of time marking these. All right. So we'll go ahead and give the firemen a pink. All right. Here we've got Office of Emergency Management. It also looks very flat. Some building maintenance. Tiny bit of radio repair. For the most part, nothing happening. Again, though, it's a very small budget, so we just leave that since it's not extreme to start with. Mm-hmm. Okay, there. Then I've got the fire marshal. I was curious. I think you told me this, Keith. I apologize. When in one ear, not the other. Why does he have a 4%?
He and the mayor are working that out now.
Okay. So we're going to leave that open for now.
Yes.
We've got what here? We've got education. They've used half. Everything's not a lot. Maybe COVID related. Okay. So I'm just going to leave this one on hold until we talk to the mayor. And see what's going on. Public hydrants, I think that's fixed, right?
No.
Here's our turnout. Here's our miscellaneous capital. I think, as you guys are seeing, we don't have a lot of places to cut here. I was wondering, And I think we decided, Keith, that besides the 285,850 here, we also, for these requests coming in and depending on their nature, we can also use from that LOSIP line, which is not in here. It's separate. Correct?
Your LOSIP, I think you're going to use the 109, I think it was.
So I would I'm thinking we could take out, because they voted in the 80 kind of over here, that we could put this back to 200 for this year.
You can on a dollar basis. The problem with that is, although we get the 109 from LOSIP, it's only certain projects eligible. And if you remember last year.
Hang on, Keith, I can't hear. Somebody is not on mute? You've got like a radio on or something? Hello? What is that? Can't tell what that is. Okay, I think we're good, maybe. Go ahead, Keith, I'm sorry.
So on a dollar basis, you can net it. The only concern is, like with this last capital plan, we didn't have enough projects that fit within the scope of work defined for LOSIP. So if you remember, we left money unused for this year's LOSIP appropriation because there's specific projects you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So until either we wait and make the change once we have all the capital plan items as to we know what is and isn't LOSIP eligible, or you add it now, and if we can't use it all, we can't use the 109, then it'll just go unexpended and drop to the bottom line.
Okay.
That's my only hesitation, is like if the request came in like last year, we can't do any school repairs on the LOSIP, you can't do vehicles, so I don't want it to be netted off dollar for dollar, and then we have 109 and we can't use it all, and we're kind of like,
how
do we do that?
Okay. My point being that we're in an unusual year and that we're going to have COVID expenses, which don't look to be horrible with the reimbursements and et cetera. We're still in the 8-point plan where we're trying to get, so there's somewhere, unless we want to go up a huge amount in the mill rate, we need to make some sacrifices this year. We do not want to make sacrifices where the general fund's concerned, absolutely. And here and there, but we're going to have to, and I'm just not seeing very many places that there's any wiggle room at all. That's what I'm saying. If we got to cut a little, is this one place that would maybe be, people are going to put off their projects, some of them a little bit longer, but it's not going to cut anybody or...
That is a fair point, and then when we do the request, we're just going to have to narrow it down.
So I know if we go through this entire list and don't cut anything, and then we're still looking at 4 mils, the board's going to want to say, well, let's go back and see what we can cut. We could just go in circles here a long time. So I would say, why don't we cut down? I'm just going to put, this isn't a vote, so I'm just saying for now, let's try this at 200. Just so when we get to the end to see if we're a little bit closer. All right.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
Out of the 285 that was originally there, is any of that already not spent but planned for certain events already? Certain just things?
The 8,000 for the firemen's gear.
So out of the 285, only thing planned is $80,000?
No.
Well, we have a plan from before which goes to some. I don't think we don't have it here tonight. We could bring it. We have a capital plan, plan.
Right, but what I'm saying is how much is already that not spent already but planned on being spent because of a project that already been approved, for example.
There's one that you're going to have a savings, and that was the assessor. Remember we put down, we put 70 and we're going to use 40. That's the only one that won't be spent out currently.
Yeah. It's what we do each year, Carlo, is we look at how much we have, and then people all put forward their projects, and then we try to even it out so everybody gets a little something, and obviously the most urgent ones go first. So it's not like they've been approved and, okay, they're already set, but they kind of have a standing from last year, like, okay, it's going to be my turn, or I'm going to continue this or that,
But what I'm saying is there any past projects that we still are paying that we know we're going to pay for this year out of that line? That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And do we know about how much?
These are the ones outside of this line here. These are the ones like leases and stuff that we're paying on. This one is on its own line, but this is actually going to be coming out of this pot, right?
No, the 80 is its own line because it's new for next year.
Okay.
So, and Carl, of that, the 285, we're going to have about 30 left over, Carlo. So the 65 you see left, 35 of that's going to get spent between now and June. There's about 30 that will end to the good in that line. That is just because the assessor, the expense for the reval is not as high as we thought. So that will drop to the bottom line, Carlo.
Okay. And then there's no, so nothing else from this year is going to be paid out of the 200,000 for next year.
Correct. Nothing. It'll be a brand new plan with what gets submitted from the department heads probably in June.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. But there are pieces in there that are like part two of a plan that's a longer plan. So there are tendrils into that of people expecting some stuff, kind of mix that with new ideas. So it's kind of a grab bag each year. But so we're not cutting anybody's toes off. But I mean, the more we have there, the better for the city. I'm just looking desperately for somewhere we can at least save a little bit. Any other questions on the miscellaneous capital? So I'm not going to mark this. I'm not going to pink this because this is just a proposition at this point. All right. For public works, no. What is this? This is public works. Public works, they're fairly not too bad, less than 1% increase. Again, I just mark things I'm just curious about because they haven't moved much. On the temporary help, we didn't use any summer fall. But summer and fall for this current year is gone. This any summer and fall now is going to be for the new tax year, right?
Right. And right now there's a hiring freeze, so it's holding that right now. There's not hiring freeze.
Uncontracted seasonal, we went over. So are we like maybe it's just categories here? Where is
yes,
the issue?
Yes, there's a way people, Maria and Ed are working that out now.
What is that noise? Who is that? I'm going to find them and smack them. Okay. So, Picnic Grove maintenance, we haven't spent anything. Lighting. So anybody, any suggestions? I'm ready. What else have we got? We've got electricity coming up here, I think. Which, can we go any down on this at all, Keith, or are we pretty much?
No, it's dropped yesterday.
You've spent down pretty well, so it's been used, even with people gone, so all right.
I have a quick question about that. I was wondering if we, the reason why we're keeping the lights on in the field house is because of security, correct?
Correct.
When it's not being used. Is there anything we could do that could be cheaper, whether it be like routine patrols of our current patrol cars or something like that of that nature, just to help cut that down?
It is on the, they do patrol it and they do stop there. There was a talk, yes, Brian, the answer short end is yes. We're looking at the hours because right now it kind of goes from 8 to 5 or 6 in the morning. But we are looking at that because it is too long and it's bright and it's expensive. So we are looking at what the result's going to be, Brian. I don't know, but right now it's too long.
Well, okay. As long as it's being thought of and it's in the.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, that does look like the one that might be able to do better. Alrighty. So now we've got sanitation.
On the sanitation, Madam Chair, the refuse collection line, 270-0272, and the recycling collection disposal, 330-0335. We literally just opened the bid, or they opened the bid today.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 3:00. So we will have actual hard numbers for you for Tuesday, with the understanding that the Finance Committee has to review it, sign off, and then it's going to go to the Alderman next Thursday.
All right, I'm going to mark this in yellow then, because we're going to have to talk about it.
Yep.
And the recycling, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and since we're going to do that, maybe we can ask them then about the landfill cap and the home hazardous waste collection. Just curious. They're not big items, just curious. So we won't pink that out yet. We got Parks and Rec. They're actually down. I just don't see anything here to mess with. Somebody else have anything? And then the Payton, we've got one. I was going to ask, do we need to, this guy, does he need to get approved by somebody or something?
Yeah, that's going to go to the Alderman.
Okay, so we probably want to do this with the special working balance as well.
I would, ma'am.
47.99. We'll make this one.
Is there any other potential savings there, since we're basically not even using the field house? And
here's the dilemma, Ray. The goal is to open it up, right? Uh-huh. First, it's to open it up to outside use. The aldermen are working on a policy for that. And that's in subcommittee. I think it's in the ops committee, and hopefully that's going to move along. They are doing some due diligence on that. They're getting competitive or market prices for types of fields. That's on the, once that opens, that's the revenue side. Now, how many people, third party, are going to rent it, you know, on weekends and nights? We don't know. The other thing is, from an operational standpoint, we're not using it internally. You know, the Board of Ed used it a couple times, but then everything shut down. We as a city, you know, we're not using the track. We're not using the field. So while we would have hoped to give you guys, you know, a year worth of real expenses for this budget, Ray, these are all estimates on you know, a very low occupancy for the last 6 months. So in short, I think what the approach I would ask you consider is we leave these flat, knowing their estimates are for engineers, let the aldermen wrap up the usage rates. We any revenue that comes in, you'll create a new line, right? For paid in revenue, and then we track for a year how much that offsets the real expenses. Then I think this time next year, provided it opens and it's operating, we'll be able to get a better handle on what are our net expenses. But right now, I just want to be very clear, we're just taking the engineer and estimates from last year and rolling them forward, because we have no idea what the real number is going to be.
Okay. Thanks, Keith.
Yeah.
Any other questions on the Payton? All right.
Judy.
Yeah.
Rob, can we move that to the special working balance for now?
I'm going to. I'll go back and, yeah, I've got this little flag here. Then I'll move it in, okay? So I have several, and then I can put them all in at once. Let's see. This is our health services. I was just curious, when do we pay the rape crisis and the mental health?
We're waiting for their bill, so I think it's going to go out in June, Judy.
I do tend to do it every year, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I put the, as we spoke, we've put the... storm ambulance is 60, but we have put 40 in a special working balance. Because as they said, they're worried about their rainy day fund. And they seem to be using more out of their regular fund that they're used for that now because of the Medicare, Medi-Cal switching and so forth, which that might be something we could ask them next year to actually show us some numbers on that, on the trends there. In the meantime, at least we've got some put away for them. So that's all I could find in there. Let's see.
So I'm sorry, Judy. So that you're approving, well, your draft is 60, 40 going to special working balance.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. Are we taxing for 100 or are we taxing for 40?
We'll be taxed. We got to tax for 100 if we put in special working balance. That's just like any other account. So
we're giving them 60, and then in addition, we're going to have 40 left in the special working balance.
Yeah, we have 40 put aside in case, as he said, they have a problem with an ambulance or something that's going to completely, you know, that fund they have, it's like 130 grand. So if they somehow manage to use that up or get close to that, I don't want them to say that there's nowhere to go.
I think we need to change that to like 20.
Pardon?
So I think we need to change that to 20. Just give them a total of 80.
Okay. You'd rather do that? Does that work for everybody if I give them, put 20 in special working balance? We could do that for a year and see, and if not, yeah, kind of play it by ear. Okay.
All right.
We can do that. We can do anything we want right now. That couldn't matter. Okay. Thank you, Rob. We've got the library. I don't think we have much going on there. Nicole was, kind to give up her extra part-time assistance. That's as reflected here. So she is pretty flat.
Can you just remind me why we 18 it went up? Sorry.
She had asked for some more part-time assistance. And then when we said we're having a tough year, and did she have to have them? She said, no, she didn't. So we took that 18 extra sheet out, we took it back out and put her back to 141, which is the normal.
Okay.
So we took that back out. Her others are the normal things here. And then she's got this, she's got odds and ends. This is the biggie. We didn't have, this is a pass-through, correct, Keith?
The 20, yes, ma'am.
So, but we didn't have it booked last time. We only had 7 booked. So this is makes it look like she went up like $14,000. It's not. It's just, it was booked different. Okay? So she is actually, take out 21 from that, and you've got 535 and 519. So it's really only about $15,000 more. And that's just odds and ends. So are there any other things you guys would like to check out on this? So we could try to get them down a little bit more. They're spending the money pretty. They haven't done anything with furniture. It's not much money. Sure about the fiber connection.
Judy, Frank Bull here. I'm all new to this. The adult programs, what is the attraction to that? I mean, are they filling all of their events or planning? I mean, what's the nature of that?
They have talked to us about that in the past. I can say it's a program. I can say it's for adults. That's about as far as my knowledge of that goes. And it's also, she brought that down. Let's see. Bring the children, but she brought, so apparently whatever it is, they're not using it as much as they were because her budget, she cut her budget by almost $2,000 in that. I'm not sure why. I just have to assume it's something they were doing that hasn't been very useful. Yeah.
Brian, we could get you a list of the programs she has that she offers. Now, what the attendance is, we could try to have it fill out some numbers, you know, 3, 6, 5. We'll get you that list.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you, Keith.
Yep, more no to Brian's problem. Point, if they're not booking most of these boat programs and other things, is there really a need for, what is it, the part-time assistant that went up?
That voice sounds so familiar. Who is that?
Yeah. Hey, Judy.
Is it you, Sammy?
Yes.
Oh.
He took away the part-time assistants on Tuesday, guys.
Okay.
So, well, you want to say it again, Sam? Because I was so amazed that I heard your voice that I didn't hear.
Ray answered it. Thanks, Ray.
Okay. So, I mean, whenever the librarian has come, and she has always given a pretty good argument that there's a lot going on there. I think she's given us some numbers before at times. It's not the library we knew when, well, at least when I was little. They had a library. It might have been a library wagon. But there's a lot of people going to the libraries for computers and different things. It's kind of has another functionality now, it seems like. Much more broad than it was in the past. So it doesn't have that functionality. There's not a lot of people, I don't think, sitting around reading as many books. They're doing it online, but there's other things they're doing. So it's like a whole thing, like what role do libraries play? Should they take on a bigger role of other kinds or back out, or I don't know.
So I pulled up their website, and there's a newsletter from March, and I see an adult program, the American Job Search Career Coach. So it, just to give color to it, that sounds like those are the types of adult programs, I guess, she's running.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It's a very wide, it's a very wide scope that they have going on there. It's no longer the reference books. You know, I'll help you look up.
Right. And I think Keith said it the best, where it was like, you know, let's look at the attendance to it and see if they're successful programs or not. And, you know, no reason to budget and finance for unsuccessful programs, you know.
Correct. Yeah, that might be. I mean, every year we take on something to kind of get a better look at it. And I think as obviously our revenue isn't going up as fast as our expenses, we may have to start taking harder looks at a lot of things. So would that be, are we good for this year? And then we're going to think about next year. Maybe we'll do a deep dive.
Yeah.
I think it is time. It is time. So, cemetery. Okay. There's got a lot of people there. Building officials. The building inspector went up 0.5%. His revenue, expected revenue, is at $160,000 and change. So he's kind of like the city clerk, kind of. Self, would you say that's a fair statement, Keith? They're kind of self-funded?
Well, permit fees are down just because we've had a couple, you know, we haven't had the normal year. So the intent is that the revenue would be higher. But we're light this year. We're going to end the year light.
Right. No, I understand that. But, I mean, we could say that for everything here. Well, we're not using the lights. Well, the people are, you know, it's just across the board. So. I don't see anything alarming here that's gone up. No new hires, no weirdness. So, okay, unless anybody has anything, I'll move on.
Yeah, just why has the education doubled?
Don't know. We can ask him that.
Just knock it down. Have him come back to us. For a need. Okay. Yeah, there's no need. There's no, I don't believe anything gone up double.
Okay. We will ask him about that then.
Yeah.
Anything else on the building inspector? Okay, on the community development, and we talked to Andrew and Carmen, who who, by the way, is in my doghouse for that thing he put on Facebook. He should be ashamed of himself, I'm just saying. He did not fall off a horse. He is not in the hospital. It was a joke. And it was very upsetting. Carmen had on Facebook that he fell off a horse when he was galloping, and he ended up in the hospital. And he said, but it was okay because the owner of Walmart came out and turned off the horse for him. It was a joke.
Oh, I get it.
And then other people started doing the same joke, and I was just like, come on, stop it. So anyway, that was just to, you know, take a deep breath. Don't get overstressed here. Community development, we've got this new matching grant. My idea on the matching grant, yes, absolutely, we got to have something there when these opportunities come by. But the examples that Andrew and Carmen used were where we would have to come up like with $500,000. So I'm saying, since $100,000 doesn't sound like, for most part, it's going to meet the matching need, could we be just as happy with 50 put away? Since it sounded, the numbers they were throwing around sounded like we would need to have, where we could get our hands pretty quick on at least $500,000. So if this is just kind of more of a token and we can kind of build this up, we could start a little slower possibly. I don't know, just an idea. What you guys think?
Maybe we can put it at 75 for this year just to see.
75? Yeah. Because I still don't think it's going to, in one chunk, they're going to have enough for one chunk for a big project. So, but it's all like right. Start towards that. So is it okay if I do 75 on this? Okay. Again, we're just looking. We're playing. So we got to go down somewhere for the heaven's sakes. All right. What do we got? Flood control. All went down. Down, 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 down. Okay. Good. Floods are down. Planning zoning. Okie dokes. The inland wetlands. Okay. Senior center. Keith, what do you got for us?
Okay, for the senior center, there's some slight reductions. The first one is office expenses went from 8,500. Office expenses 390 went from 8,500 to 6,460. We eliminated the color copier, which was almost $400 a month, and they're going to stay with the base copier, which is like 180.
So 6,460, I'm going to change hers, not ours, because she's changing the requested, right?
Right, and then change yours.
Ours too. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And then the instructors take the 32,770 and make it 29,750.
The instructors were at 32,770, go where?
29,750.
I'm not sure I'm going there yet. She's changing hers. I'm not so sure about me. Okay. How about the building operations?
Those stayed flat, ma'am.
They didn't, though. She went double. It was 17, and now it's 34.
Yeah, when we met, that stayed flat. I'll go back to it tomorrow. There was no change there that I had yesterday, but we will revisit it.
Well, yeah, I mean, all I need for her to say is, why did she have an extra $17,000 this year? Why would she need an extra $17,000?
Okay, I'll email everyone tomorrow.
Okay, for the meantime, office expense. See, even with $6,450, your office expenses are going, everything's doubling. So I'm going to put, okay, just for now. She's going to have to come defend herself now, because this is just, we need to have a reason. I'll go up a little, 20. And I think we told her last year the deal with instructors, if she wanted to go beyond 25,000 for instructors, then the actual members needed to start kicking in a bit for their classes.
We did talk about that. I think we
remember?
Talked about, yeah, when we talked about that, and I think there were some questions about what the membership fees were and
yeah.
last time they were increased and things like that.
I'm going to leave that flat for now. So this is why you need to tell her where we're at, Keith.
Judy, I have a quick question, too. For yeah. transportation,
yep.
she went up quite a lot, but then on the bottom, we have another separate transportation account.
Okay. So this one, they're adding a driver because now they have a bus that was purchased before this director's started. So there's a bus, but they need to hire somebody when they go on a trip to drive it. And it's supposed to then come out cheaper than them renting a bus and a driver for their trips. So now that's what that's about.
That can't come out of the bottom restricted.
No, the bottom is restricted for the it's like has an earmarked scope of work, and paying someone out of there is not part of that. It's restricted for certain usages. The other thing is that once you spend that down, if you use it for operating expenses, like one-time operating support, all that's going to mean if it becomes part of the program, it's going to drop or it's going to move up to your regular expenses. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Remember that weird checking account, Carlo?
Right.
That Sal found, or Sal was trying to figure out who does this belong to. That's that money.
Right, but if you look at it, there's hardly any spent this year.
That's correct.
Right, because it's really, I don't really think of one's even in their operating budget. It's more
it
like,
not.
So we'll get rid of that. In fact, can we move that out now, Keith?
No, I'm gonna come to you and we're going to move it to a special fund. Because what it does, Carlo, here is it look, you wind up taxing for it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean.
So we're going to take it out. At the next tax program, we're going to move it out and have a designated fund for the senior center restricted transportation, because we don't want it to be perceived as we're taking the money away from the seniors. So we're going to leave it in a designated fund for restricted transportation, but it'll be netted off. So when we tax, it's not in the mill rate calculation.
Right, because they already have that money accounted for, so we don't
correct.
Need to put it into their budget.
Correct.
So but can I take it out of here, Keith? Do I have to put it in here?
Can you wait till Tuesday? Can you, I want to find the home for it. Then we could add where the home is. So that it's
well, I'll make fine. A note. I won't just like toss it in the trash.
Make a note.
For Judy, also, when the senior centers runs the trip, do they charge for the bus? And if they do, why should they don't charge?
I don't know.
Because if they charge for transportation to get somewhere, then the driver expenses should be coming from those fees that are for the trips, for example.
Good. Okay. So,
shouldn't be going up that much either, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. So I'm gonna leave I'm gonna take this off here. Well, no, because we got to work on these, but these are changing. Okay, and then so we're gonna go this way. This seems reasonable. She's got to come back now and say why we should go higher. We're gonna turn the tables there. For this, I'm not sure if it's too late in the game for that, because we didn't talk. I mean, I feel comfortable with the instructors because we said last year, no. It's been more instructors. You need to charge a little bit for the classes. And this is like a whole new scheme they put together. So I would kind of, since we're going to push on so many other things, I would say, not that that's right, but maybe leave that alone for this year and then next year hit her on that. Reasonable. So we got her down to 208 probably from 222. So we actually have them down $14,000. So that's pretty decent. Everybody live with that? Or do you want to go ahead also and take a little bit off on the transportation? You guys want to take a little bit off just to kind of hit them in the right direction? Kind of be gentle, maybe put that at 10.
So the increase is just for the driver?
Yes.
And the driver could be part-time, only when a trip runs? How often will they go to use the driver?
Well, they're talking about going shopping. They're talking about occasional trips here and there, you know, like to a show or whatever. She said that they like to go and the buses, those other buses we have, what do you call them, the Valley buses, they're not available when they need them or not very available, which I think is a whole other issue to look at. So she was sounding to me like at least once a week and then sometimes twice.
And we're not charging a fee for that. That's going to be part of the senior center member fee.
That's the impression I got, but I won't swear to that. What she made clear was this was so that we can go pick people up. So they're getting kind of a nice transportation system here, the seniors. I think they could kick in a bit. And I think it should be on an as able basis. You know, if you have a senior who can't, well, then they should just get to jump on the bus. But
Judy, I think she mentioned that it was for taking people home at a certain time because they couldn't go home at whatever time the Valley Transit took them home.
Yes, that was also that. There was that also. Yeah, there was going back and forth from the actual senior center. There was the shopping thing, and then there were a few trips. So it sounded like there was plenty going on. But I totally agree that you would think, especially if the seniors are getting this nice service, I think they get free parking in the parking garage, don't they?
Well, if they were to get picked up and transported by the Valley Transit, is there a charge associated with that or no?
I don't believe so, but they're saying that it's not very available.
Okay.
She made it sound.
It sound like it only comes by once or twice a day is the sense I got from it.
Yeah, just sound like they weren't happy with it. So why don't we just bring this one down a little bit to let them know which way we're headed? I'm going to bring it down to like 10 or 10 or 11. Just so they see what direction we're headed.
I think 11's fair. I think that, like you said, it'll prove the point, but also not be too egregious.
So let's put 11 for now and then see where we can go. So you don't mind being the go-between there, Keith?
I didn't say that, but I will.
Keith, would you be the go-between, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Appreciate it. And you're welcome to hold Christine to call me. I'll be glad to.
All right.
She's not an accounting kind of person. You know, so I need to learn to be more
patient. Only thing I will say, she took all her bills, she took all of her programs, and these are the dollar amounts that she assigned, you know, that came as a result of that. So we'll definitely talk to her, but if it comes back with some programs have to be cut because if she says the 1920 budget wasn't accurate, just be ready for that is all I'm saying.
I understand. But she has, her budget was $222,000. She's only spent $165, so it can't be egregiously too low, right? Unless correct. She's not paying her bills. So I think we've got to be kind of in the ballpark. I just think that they don't want to charge the seniors anything. I understand that. But times are what they are. So anything else on the senior center? And I will leave this open because there's going to be more talk, I guess, next Tuesday. Parking division. The revenue right now is set to $155, wages $135, and I think Keith said that this is going to probably have to downgrade this because of the situation. Nobody's parking. But we can look at that on the revenue side. I guess the wages don't go down. Bonded indebtedness. This is for our old bonds. This is that controls thing. What do you call it? The Johnson controls that we've talked about umpteen times. And this is a pass-through. So this is coming from this line for the WPCA bonds. This is lower. This is kind of inevitable. There's just no way, I don't believe, Keith, that we can get around this, right? We've already pushed it off like a year.
No way, ma'am.
So these numbers are tight. And I've talked to the treasurer as well. There's just nowhere to go. This is the LOSIP I was talking about that we would actually be using with some of the capital projects that qualify. Correct, Keith?
Yes.
Is this the amount? Is that the updated amount?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't think that might be right on the other side. We might have to match that up. Here we've got the old Sioux Hall.
Hey, Keith. Sorry to interrupt. I just have a quick question about the sewage. Now, we talked a little bit last meeting about being able to possibly pinpoint people who are maliciously and deliberately dumping raw sewage into gray water areas or drainage areas. Is there any way that we can turn that into a revenue through fines if we get to that point where our technology and our system gets to, well, that point?
The fines would go to the WPCA. So they could do that. You know, they're separate, Bri. So we don't have their budget or we don't have their oversight, but they are doing testing where they do that smoke testing to see if, first of all, see if pipes are hooked up. But they could find, it wouldn't be the city though, Brian.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, they're a separate deal, same as the housing authority. The parking is a little kind of on the fence right now. City Hall, I think it's all flat, except we're putting back in the mileage reimbursement, which is for miscellaneous officials who do not have gas privileges, would have to go somewhere, and that used to be in all the time. I don't know if you've been on here a long time, remember this. Not sure why it came off. We voted it off one time, and now, which I never quite understood, and now it's coming back, which kind of does make sense. Corona, this was just to remind me to ask you, Keith, if we have this on the revenue side anywhere, do we expect, is it the one where we expect at least 75% reimbursement?
Well, they're talking about 100. So we're going to put that on the revenue side. Once it's going to probably be 100 is what the governor's saying now.
Okay. Do we have it over there yet?
No.
Okay. So that's something we got to put on the revenue side. That's about it. What's City Hall maintenance? You seem to be spending not that much on secretary service. Maybe no meetings is why. No meetings with people taking notes. Yeah. All right. And we've got 80s. Okay. This is the mob. The citywide mob. So this is kind of the same question I had with the health. For example, will these people send us a bill for this, the railroad license agreement?
Yes, yes. Right. Memorial Day got canceled, so we're figuring out what to do with that money.
How about the Housatonic Valley Association?
That's going to go out probably next week.
Okay. And the cultural events, is that the right amount? Now, what's the difference between that and the revolving? Could you explain that to us one more time?
They're two separate accounts. I'd love to get rid. I'd love to make them one.
This one here, everybody, in case you wanted this, and then this.
The revolving was supposed to be seed money to start, you know, and pay for events, and then we have the money that they collect that goes into the Webster account. So we'd like to. I'll talk to their leadership. I'd like to do one account and just merge them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So all together, then we got $23,000. Do we need that much? Could we go down a little bit on this?
I would rather we talk to the committee and their officers before I say yes or no.
Okay. So I'm going to leave these highlighted for next time. WPCA share of housing pilot. What's the deal there?
The housing pilot is that they give us every year. There's a formula. There was a side agreement where they pay us a certain amount of money based upon the housing pilot from the housing department.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get that from Denise.
Okay. And then who do we pay?
We keep that.
Okay. So there's nobody to give that to then, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're down on that one. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my reports. Yeah, we have to pay that out to the WPCA after we get the housing pilot from the housing authority.
Okay, so that's in motion.
Correct.
All right. And the, we're going to look at cultural. Derby Early Childhood. 440-0448. When do they collect?
I have to check on that one, Judy. I didn't look on that one.
I'll leave that one on. Derby Neck Library, 500.
We have to pay that.
Okay. And I'm kind of wondering if that childhood thing is like even functioning. That'd be a good one to check. The Civil War Monument, we started to talk about that, but then we got sidetracked. So is there anything left on that? Is there like, do we need maintenance or something? Or that's complete, isn't it? The Civil War Memorial?
You know, we thought so, but there's some check coming in that we have to pay out for some balance of work. So I'll check with Pam on that tomorrow.
Okay. It says we paid it all out.
There was something else that's due us. That's why it moved over to next year, but we could check that one.
Okay. I'm ready.
Exactly.
Hello?
The Memorial Day Parade, it says that is 0% left. Did that check go out because they thought there was going to be a parade and then...
Correct.
Back or whatever?
Correct.
Do we get that back?
We will talk to the committee. Why they keep it for next year and then you reduce next year's.
Yep. Okay. Anything else on there? Assuming the Boy Scouts are being good Boy Scouts.
Wasn't there other groups who were supposed to be contributing to the work done on the Civil War Memorial?
They did.
Mm-hmm.
And it still cost us $100,000?
Where do you see $100,000?
Well, you got 60 and 17. You got 28 and 18. That's 88. And then 8 this year. I'm adding up like all 3-4 years. I'm rounding up.
Yeah, guys, I got to tell you, that 60,000, I don't know. I think that's CCM. I don't think that's the Civil War. I'll dig into that, Ray. But I'll check, because then there was some revenue that came in from the other towns or the other. So I'll check on that. That seems odd, but I'll check.
This might have been the initial, and then they didn't need that, and it dropped back down. And I think some of this is like double counted. So
you're right, Judy. It could be in revenue because I think all the funds were flowing through us. Maybe that's it. But I just don't. I remember them coming in. I don't remember our liability being as high as when you look at 17, 18, 18, 19, 19, 20, and then again next year. But there could be. It could be on the revenue side. I don't know.
Okay. Citywide fuel, it stayed flat. I'm assuming it's flat then. Hopefully they bought a whole bunch when it was cheap. Working balance, I haven't touched. A special working balance, we added a couple things tonight. So I'm going to have to update that real quick. Everybody, you get a 2-minute break while I update this. I have to turn on a light, though, because I can't see the keys on the thing. I have backlights on here, but it's too dark to find the backlight button. That's pretty sad. Where are my little light bulbs? Ooh, I bet this will do it. Yeah. Very nice. Okay. So you can talk amongst yourselves or have a cookie. Give me a minute. We have got 38,797. And we have got 39,999. 40. Approximate this. We've got 48. We've got 20. We've got another 20. So, yeah. No, that's only 23. So, what am I missing here? What am I missing? Check. 40. Check. $48, check. $20. Oh, I know I went down because of storms. That was the deal right there. Almost there. That's not going into ours. $20, check. $23.6. How do I have in there now? Yeah, it went down a little bit. Okay. So this is at 123,600. It would actually went down because we reduced the amount for storms from 40 to 20. Okay. So working balance, this is just the amount we had from last year. Probably the lowest we'd want to go on that is maybe 50. I'll just put 50 for now. That's the one we adjust very last when we try to get the mill rate fine-tuned. This 123.6 is just for those things that we've said we want to go to special working balance. And this is the amount we agreed on in the 8-point plan last year to do the fund balance replenishment. I understanding that this would be our last big payment to that. Plus we're supposed to get soon. I hope if not tonight, I would guess Tuesday, Keith, we get just a very brief update on the performance of that. How our plan's doing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this is far from being fixed. For engineers, we thought we can give them 50,000. And then if that will take care of what we were behind last year because we gave them less than they asked for 41. And we gave them less.
Hey, Judy, I'd like to go back, if you don't mind, with as far as the gas for the city.
Yes.
I'd like to know if we can have, like, something from the Public Works on what we are paying and how much. I know we buy in bulk and what we're generating. Can we get something from that?
Some stats on that? Sure.
I'm not saying that we can cut it. I'm just asking for more of an investigation type. I don't want to say investigation, but just a – what they're paying price per gallon. I mean, okay. Gas has gone down.
We haven't
paid under $2 in years. Okay. And for it to remain flat.
Yeah, well, I know it often depends on when you buy, and unfortunately.
And the other thing, don't forget, we partnered with Ansonia, so the last year is going to be a skewed number.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's flat. You know what I mean? We're waiting to lock in the new rate, Sam.
But so what's the old rate?
I'll get it for you. I don't know off the top of my head, but it's also skewed. We weren't running all the trucks for a couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
I know.
So it's purely an estimate, but we'll get your numbers.
Well, I'm just, listen, minus the COVID, I'm just talking, we've never paid under $2 a gallon in a very long time. I mean, at one time we were paying $4 a gallon. I mean, I know we've gone down over the years, but to remain flat when.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
Well, like he's saying, we plugged this in, not having another number, but yeah, it's
good. You know, how often do you do a new rate? Once a year? It's coming up soon.
Okay.
Waiting for the spot price now.
Sounds good, Sam. We will get more information by Tuesday. So where are we at?
And then the rings. As far as the school rings, maybe we knock it down 1,500.
You're just being mean though, Sammy. It's not pretty. It's not attractive. Championship rings. So we haven't spent any this year because probably everything's been closed down, right?
Correct.
So I would be assuming next year, hopefully, you know, it's business as usual, and we did promise 3,000. So we'll get, and that's another number I'm hoping we can get, Keith. I don't know if it's how we'll use it. Maybe it's just to make us feel good, but what we would maybe estimate coming back, falling down to the general fund this year because it didn't get used because of COVID. Will that be actually a nice little help to the general fund, or is it?
Bring it down, earmark it. Got 3,000 sitting in the coffers.
Yeah, but if the kids win, I mean, we promised.
But they're not going to win twice, Judy. They're not going to win track for 2020 and 2021 and 21-22. They're going to win once, so they don't have it. They didn't use it. I'm saying just put it back and then replenish it. We shouldn't have to fund it again. They're not going to win twice as much.
I understand, Sammy, but that amount is going to go back down into the general fund. So it's just like saying, okay, we'll do the same as last year. We're not going to spend last year's. Last year's gone. There's not going to be rings now before the end of June. So that money we're going to get back. We're going to get back the $3,000 last year, and now we're putting this in for future events.
Okay.
Whatever. It's not that we said we give them $1,500 each. We put in a total amount of $3,000 that they have to divvy up however they think. I mean, I don't like the whole thing. I don't think it's fair to the kids in certain other events, you know. How do you divide these things up? But it seems to ring a lot of bells. But that's my opinion. Just if anybody else want to adjust that, or what do you want to do? I'm going to feel okay. I mean, it's what we said we'd do. So, gave our word. A ring word. We pinky swore. Engineering. So, the plan is instead of giving them the 70 they're asking for, we're going to give them 40. No, we aren't. We're going to give them 50, and we're going to put 20 in the special working balance just in case. It looks like we can get by with 50. Just in case, and we've got the 20 in there. That saves us, all right, a little bit. Then we come to our favorite one, which are the,
We're still taxing for the 70 then, so it doesn't save us anything.
No. Somewhat, the fact you have a special working balance, these things, if we haven't used it all year and something comes up and, oh my God, we need money, that is in a working balance. So it's kind of like you're not saving it, but it's kind of getting put aside. And if you don't end up using it, you kind of have a cushion that you're going to have to find somewhere anyway. So it's kind of, it's a little sketchy as far as savings, but well, the schools, they're always here tucked in the bottom. So and then we've got, let's do the Youth Service Bureau, and then we'll go back to schools. Youth Service Bureau is down. I just don't see anything to do with that. This guy, if we could clone this guy, we'd probably be able to fix everything. All right, bam.
Can I ask Keith a question about the Board of Ed?
Sure, let me just point out first what we got, and then you guys go for it. This is the amount they're asking for. And their operating budget is paid by the city of Derby. This was 11.9 last year. They're asking 12.8. In other words, an extra million, almost $100,000. That would increase our MBR and our budget. This is also their operating budget, but it comes from the state. So this is a pass-through. This is part of the Alliance grant. Pass through. And this is Alliance for Special Ed, pass through. I have it in red because we had it in the wrong line or something. So this is the amount that we have that comes from us and that we have some amount over. So go for it.
So Keith, according to this spreadsheet, the actual city went, the increase wouldn't be the 5%, it would actually be 9%, almost 10%.
Right there. Yep.
Yes. Right? That's what that, so, okay, just making sure.
9.36%.
In local dollars, correct.
So the 5%, the 5.9 is a little skewed for the city purposes.
Well, that's not. No, that's the whole Board of Ed. It's not city. No, the city is 936. Yeah.
Correct. Thank you.
Yep. Now, Dr. Conway, who hasn't gotten back to me yet, I'm sure it's because he doesn't have any information, they believe that there could be a significant amount returned to them because of the COVID on things they didn't spend on transportation or on special education. He said, and this is off the top of his head, although I'm sure he has an idea, we're talking, I think, something around the range of $300,000. And he said if he got that back, and I think they're negotiating as we speak, that that would come off of this number. If that were to happen, then his, it would not be nine, it would be, what would that be? Seven, that's R, so it would be five, oh, 550. Would bring that down to like almost a 7%, 6.8%.
Well, how'd you do that?
If he takes $300,000 off of his requested amount, that would lower us from a 9% raise just on the Derby side down to closer to a 7% raise. If that happens, and it's $300,000.
And anything he reduces goes to that special reserve account.
Well, then that's not going to help us because that's not going to affect this line, right?
My understanding, well, let's say they get 200,000 savings from the transportation and whatever else, right? My understanding is that 200, he would say, all right, reduce the 12.8 to 12.6, put the 200 in that special ed, special working fund. That's what I thought. So you would get a reduction, but it's going to go into the special reserve fund and it'll be a carryover from the current year. I think the best thing is for them to come and tell us what did they settle with those contractors on. Let's get a hard number and then see what reduction he's going to give you officially, right? If he's going to say, because he may give you 300 if he has it.
All right. I mean, the problem is, yeah, it's just a matter of time. So so this number is going to go anywhere from 12,850 where it is now. His request is going to go from 12,850 down to, let's say, 12,6 something, probably. But that would be the worst case. I guess what we're looking at here is the worst case, okay? Where we sit right now with all the changes we've made tonight, not a whole huge much amount. And we have a few revenue updates to do.
Yeah, Judy, I'd like to talk on the Board of Ed, if you don't mind, if you're just about finished here.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, we got to do revenue still, so don't go crazy, but yeah.
So first off, for any of the new guys, Brian and although I know Mike is an educator, we are part of an ACES program. And maybe Rob, I don't know, because you came in kind of late in the game last year. Everybody else knows this. Part of the ACES program, once we give the Board of Ed a dollar amount, we can never go back under because of the ACES program that we're in.
The Alliance Grant. It's because
of the Alliance Grant. Yeah. Correct. So we are year after year constantly graduating less and less people. I think we're up to 55 people this year. Also, in the past year after year, we've constantly asked Dr. Conway, and I know we've talked about this on the Board of Ed last week when they presented about whether or not they can do some stuff in-house. Specifically, you know, so if we're graduating 55 people and our class sizes are getting less and less, we have to have more room in our classrooms, whether it's in the middle school or in the high school. So I just don't understand why we can't save the money on the special education. Why can't we develop the staff that we need? We're putting out like $3.4 million just between the transportation and the educating these children, the 34 kids that we're educating, $300,000 a kid. if we hired a staff, that would be like $1 million. And then with the benefits, okay, let's just throw in $500,000. We're saving ourselves $1.5 million. We've asked him year after year, and he said, sure, that's a great idea. That's a great thing. We'll look into it. We have every year have asked if there's ways that we can do stuff in-house to we can fray the costs, and we get the same lip service. I just don't know where we stop with this. Now, the other thing is, the Board of Ed had put a temporary, and I know although it's temporary, and the Board of Ed beats at their own drum, right? So when we allocate, you got to realize, tax board meant the new guys, when we allocate the money to the Board of Ed, we cannot control what it is and how it is that they spend their money. When we give it to them, they spend it how they want. So part of, and I don't know if you guys caught this in their meeting, but part of their increase here, this $1 million or 5.9 or 5.7% increase that they're looking for, is to increase staff. They're increasing staff when people are losing their jobs. The city of Derby and the aldermen have come out and said that we don't find that appropriate to be hiring people during a time of crisis like this when people are losing their jobs. So we put a temporary freeze. The only way we as the tax board have any kind of authority to do that is that we have to look at them hiring these people, what those salaries are, and say I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking out loud right now. I'm just kind of shooting it off at the hip. And I would like to hear specifically from, you know, Rob, maybe not so much Rob. He's already done it around, but from Carlo specifically, maybe Mike being educators, and then again, Mike being a new guy from the outside looking in, and Brian Capolo, I'd like to hear from the three of them and see what they think about this. Have they thought about this? And I want their opinion, specifically those three, because all the other members here, they have been on the board as long as I have.
That's a good point, Tim. Before though we do that, it is 7:56. So do we in fact have to be off in 4 minutes, Keith?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, can I get it? Listen, we don't have to finish this tonight. I would just like an answer from them before we get off.
I don't think Sam, 4 minutes are going to, it's not fair to them, Sammy. Why don't we start off with that on Tuesday?
Sam, this is Brian Capolo here. I'd be more than happy to talk with you after this or any other time. I'll make sure I get you, get your contact information or likewise.
Okay. Well, I think it would be pertinent for the entire board, but I mean, because I'd like to know where we all stand before we go into these proceedings and the budget, you know?
Well, why don't we, the people that Sammy talked about, let me add that to my list, Sam, and I'm going to send out an email tomorrow, and then we'll mention some of the things that have come up tonight. And if everyone could let me know, we can't talk about this all on offline because it's a public meeting, but you guys can send to me any questions you have. Now, we've seen it all tonight pretty carefully. What do you need to know more? And then we'll start again Tuesday, and we're going to be, I think, much closer to reaching the end.
Judy, just to respond to Sam, I don't understand why he would label the three people, because there is a total of 10 people on the board. So the three people that he labeled, that's fine, and their opinion, of course, is valid. But we should have everyone's, because eventually everyone is going to vote on this topic.
Carl,
I
take a lot more merit between you and Mike Gray because you guys are educators and you're in the field. And if my opinion is just that, it's my opinion. And I value your opinion. If you think that I'm way off base on some of my topics and some of the things that I said, I take what you and Mike as educators who do this for a living more than me as a landscaper or a mechanical engineer at Sikorsky's, and you know what I'm saying? And not to call you out, but just because you're in the field and you do this. So it's more so because I just respect your opinions because you do this for a living.
Yeah, I'm sure Sam means it in the nicest way, and it's just us gathering information and sharing ideas. So and if anybody else wants to speak of it, they're very welcome to, of course. If they want to give their view, absolutely. You don't have to be an educator to give your view. And I don't think that's what Sam meant. I mean, he's looking for where he thinks he can get the most information.
Yeah.
I will send out something tomorrow while it's still fresh in your mind. Hopefully tonight, worst case tomorrow, each of you, please let me know. You can either say, Judy, I'm all set, I'm ready to try a prelim, or I need more something about this or that, okay?
Sounds good.
And then anything you want to know, for example, we want to know about the gas, we'll make sure Ed's here. I have a lot of them marked, but if I haven't noted yours. So when I send you the email, I'll say, okay, as far as I understand, this is what you guys want to know. And then you got to get back and say, yeah, but you missed this, or could you add that? So let's try, if all possible, to get everything Tuesday that we want to. And if we could probably get an open-ended meeting Tuesday, Keith, is that possible, you think?
Yes,
we might be able to do a long one and just slam it out, you know?
Yes.
Everybody good? Okay, meeting adjourned, 8:00. Thank you.